All right, ready to dive deep into something pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, always up for a deep dive, especially into a place like Namibia.
Namibia. It is. For all you photography lovers out there, think about this. A trip to Namibia. That's what we're diving into.
Incredible landscapes, right? Heard so much about it.
More than incredible. We're talking red dunes that just tower over everything, shipwrecks along the Skeleton Coast.
Hauntingly beautiful. Seen some photos.
Exactly. And we're looking at this company where to go Namibia. They put together trips just for photographers.
So they get it. Photographers have different needs.
Totally. And they even have trips where you can photograph the little five of the desert.
Not the elephants and lions
You
or anything.
know, think more like geckos and, well, we'll get into that. But first, let's talk about why Namibia is such a photographer's paradise.
Well, the light there, it's unlike anywhere else. It's got this quality that just makes landscapes pop.
You're talking about that golden hour light, right?
Yeah, especially at sunrise and sunset, bathes everything in this warm glow. Magical.
Okay, so golden hour, just for anyone who might not know. It's that time right after sunrise and before sunset. The light's super soft, kind of warm, gives this ethereal feel to everything.
Perfect for landscapes, especially in Namibia with those vast open spaces.
Deserts, mountains, the
I mean,
coastlines.
all of that golden hour light just stretches across everything, and you get these insane shadows, textures.
Dramatic contrasts you don't see every day.
Right. And Namibia, because it's relatively untouched, it's got this raw beauty that just begs to be photographed.
Now, you mentioned the Skeleton Coast earlier. That's got to be a photographer's dream, but also a bit of a challenge, right? What with the fog and all?
Oh, yeah. The Skeleton Coast, shipwrecks, fog rolling in, these massive beaches where the desert meets the ocean. It's stark but stunning.
How does Where to Go Namibia help photographers, navigate that and get those amazing shots?
Their guides. They're the key.
Yeah.
They know the area inside and out, and they can kind of predict how the light and weather will change. Plus, they understand photography, composition, all of that.
So they can help you find those unique angles.
Exactly. They help with the vantage points, camera settings. They're like photography mentors who also know all the hidden gems.
Wow, that's cool. So Where to Go Namibia, they offer all sorts of options, right? Full day tours, half day tours, custom packages.
Yep. They got something for everyone, really. Whether you're there for a few days or a few weeks, whether you want to focus on landscapes or wildlife or a mix of everything.
Let's dig into some of those full day tours. Anything in particular that jumps out at you?
Well, the Sossusvlei tour. Have you seen photos of those incredible red sand dunes?
Yeah, and honestly, it looks otherworldly, like another planet.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's the scale of the dunes, the shapes, the way the light plays on them throughout the day, creating all these patterns and textures, and that vibrant color.
Deadfly too, right?
Oh, deadly. White clay pans, skeletal trees, haunting in a beautiful way. And the way the rising sun hits Deadfly, you get these shadows you won't see at any other time. Pure magic.
Sounds like a must-see. What other full-day tours are worth mentioning?
The Skeleton Coast Park and Shipwreck Tour takes you along this rugged coastline, and you can capture those shipwrecks scattered along the shore.
Ooh, chills. It sounds desolate and beautiful all at the same time. I bet the fog adds a whole other dimension to the photos.
It does. It can be unpredictable, but when it rolls in, it's like this mystical, almost eerie feeling. You can get shots with the shipwrecks emerging from the fog, waves crashing, very dramatic stuff.
Sounds like you need to be ready to adapt and embrace the unexpected.
Absolutely. That's part of what makes it so exciting. It's all about that, isn't it? The unexpected, capturing those moments.
Speaking of unexpected, Welwitschia and Moon Valley Tour. You mentioned those Welwitschia plants. Ancient and strange looking.
Like something from another planet, really. They only have two leaves.
They're leaves.
Yeah. But they grow continuously for their entire lifespan.
How long is that?
Thousands of years. Seriously.
Thousands. Wow, they must have seen a lot.
Imagine the stories they could tell. Photographically, they're amazing. Long, twisted leaves sprawled out. Amazing textures.
And then there's the Moon Valley itself.
Right. The Moon Valley, bizarre rock formations, dried up riverbeds. It's otherworldly.
Seen pictures, and yeah, it really does look like the moon's surface.
It does. And because there's so little vegetation, you get this sense of the rawness, the age of the landscape, the sunlight hitting those rocks.
Yeah.
Incredible abstract compositions.
Like stepping back in time. So incredible landscapes, but what about wildlife? Namibia is known for its animals, and Way to Go Namibia has tours for wildlife photographers.
They do. And what's great is they're really committed to ethical wildlife photography.
And that's important.
Absolutely. They're guides. They understand animal behavior. They prioritize the animal's well-being above everything else.
Good to hear.
And they keep the group small, so it's a less intrusive experience for both the photographers and the animals.
Okay, so small groups, ethical practices. What about the actual photography? How do they help photographers get those amazing wildlife shots?
Well, the guides are experts at tracking animals, and they know how to position the vehicles to give photographers the best light and angles.
Makes sense.
They've got these specially adapted vehicles, open roofs, swivel seats, perfect for getting the shot without disturbing the animals.
So they handle the logistics, the ethics. Photographers can focus on the art. What are some of the best spots for wildlife photography?
Etosha National Park. It's one of the best places in Africa, period. Huge diversity of animals. Elephants, lions, zebras, giraffes.
Heard amazing things about Etosha.
It's the variety of habitats. You've got vast plains, water holes that attract all sorts of animals, these salt pans that create surreal landscapes.
And the light.
Incredible, especially during golden hour. Perfect for those classic wildlife shots.
Okay, so we've got the dunes of Sossusvlei, the Skeleton Coast, the Moon Valley, and Etosha. What other photographic gems does Namibia have up its sleeve?
Well, if you're into ocean photography, the coastal areas are fantastic. They have a marine catamaran tour.
Oh, on the ocean.
Yeah, it takes you out onto the Atlantic. You can get photos of dolphins, seals, seabirds.
Dolphins, wow, that would be something else. Any tips for shooting from a moving boat?
It's tricky. You've got to be ready for the movement, the unpredictability of the animals. Fast shutter speed's essential, and a telephoto lens helps.
And I imagine a guide who knows the area and the animals is a huge plus.
Huge. They can point out the best spots, help you anticipate the animals' movements, and they know how to approach them safely, respectfully.
Makes sense. And for those who want a little more adventure, Where to Go Namibia has some exciting excursions.
They do. Quad biking, if you want to experience riding through the desert, zooming across the dunes.
The views from up there must be something else.
Incredible. And you get these great opportunities for capturing those vast landscapes, the patterns in the sand, and action shots of the bikes, too.
And for something a little more relaxed, there are always camel rides.
Camel rides, yeah. A fun way to see the desert. And because they're so tall, you get a different perspective.
Yeah, looking down over the dunes.
Exactly. You can play around with perspective, get some unique compositions.
Now, Namibia is famous for its night skies, very little light pollution. Any astrophotography opportunities with Where to Go Namibia?
Oh, yeah. They have excursions specifically for astrophotography. They get it. Namibia's night skies are a huge draw.
I've always wanted to try astrophotography, but it seems so different from daytime photography.
It is, but it's rewarding. And the guides can help you with the technical stuff, camera settings, using a tripod, all of that.
So wide angle lens, wide aperture, tripod, any other tips?
Patience. Astrophotography takes time. Experimentation. Oh, and check the moon phase. A new moon gives you the darkest skies. Best for star photos.
Makes sense. Okay, so those are some technical tips. What about just the practicalities of packing for a trip to Namibia? Clothing, essentials.
Well, it can get hot during the day, especially in the desert. Lightweight, breathable clothing is key, but also layers because it cools down a lot at night.
And footwear.
Comfortable hiking boots. You'll be doing a lot of walking, often on rough ground. Support and ankle protection are important.
Yeah, those dunes can be tough to walk on.
They can. Sun protection too. Hat, sunglasses, sunscreen, even on cloudy days.
And hydration, of course.
Absolutely. Always carry plenty of water, especially when you're out exploring.
Namibia is a pretty safe country, but are there any safety tips for photographers specifically?
Just be aware of your surroundings. Basic stuff. Keep valuables secure. Don't wander off alone, especially at night. Let someone know your plans. Check in regularly.
Common sense stuff. What about cultural etiquette? Anything photographers should keep in mind?
Namibia's got a rich culture. Always ask permission before photographing people, especially in rural areas, and learn a few basic greetings in the local languages. It shows respect.
Good tips. So, gear, clothing, safety, cultural etiquette. Any final words of wisdom for someone heading to Namibia to photograph all its wonders?
Yeah. Remember to be present. Don't get so caught up in the technical side that you forget to just experience it. Put the camera down sometimes, soak it all in, connect with the people, let the magic of Namibia inspire you.
Okay, so we've talked about all the amazing things you can photograph in Namibia, but what about the gear? What do you absolutely need to pack?
Well, first things first, you got to think about lenses.
Right, because you're going to need different lenses for those vast landscapes and then for close-ups of wildlife.
Exactly. Namibia is all about wide open spaces, so a wide-angle lens is a must.
Like a 16-35 millimeter.
Yeah, something like that. Or even a 14 millimeter if you want to go really wide. Capture the scale of those deserts, the dunes, the sky.
So, wide angle for those epic shots. What about when you want to zoom in, like on wildlife?
Then you'll need a telephoto lens. A 70-200 millimeter is a good starting point. But
Yeah.
if you really want to get close to those animals, 100-400 millimeters or even longer will be your best friend.
Got it. Wide for landscapes, telephoto for wildlife. What about filters? Any must-haves?
A polarizing filter is essential,
Right.
especially for landscapes.
Oh, yeah, those are great for cutting down glare, right?
Exactly. And they make the colors pop, especially in the sky. Deeper blues, whiter clouds.
Makes a big difference. You mentioned Namibia's night skies earlier. For astrophotography, what do you need?
A fast wide-angle lens, for starters. Something with a wide aperture, like f/2.8 or wider.
To let in more light.
Yep. You want to capture those faint stars. And of course, a tripod is essential. Long exposures, got to keep the camera steady.
Wide angle, wide aperture, tripod. Got it. Any other astrophotography tips?
Patience, lots of it. Astrophotography takes time and experimentation. Oh, and don't forget to check the moon phase. New moon equals darkest skies, which means more dramatic star photos.
Makes sense. Okay, gear sorted. What about clothing and other essentials? What should people pack for a trip like this?
Namibia can get scorching hot during the day, especially in the desert.
So lightweight clothing.
Yeah, breathable fabrics, but bring layers too, because it can get chilly at night.
What about shoes?
Comfortable hiking boots. You'll be doing a lot of walking, often on uneven ground. You need good support, ankle protection.
Yeah, I can imagine those dunes are no joke to walk on.
They're not. And sun protection is key. Hat, sunglasses, sunscreen. Even when it's cloudy, the sun's strong in Namibia.
And water, of course. Lots of water.
Absolutely. Always carry more water than you think you'll need, especially if you're going on excursions or exploring remote areas.
Good point. Now, Namibia is a pretty safe country, but any safety tips for photographers?
Just be aware of your surroundings, basic stuff like keeping your valuables secure, not wandering off alone, especially at night. Let someone know your itinerary. Check in regularly.
Smart. What about cultural etiquette? Anything photographers should be mindful of?
Namibia has a diverse culture, so always be respectful. Ask permission before taking someone's photo, especially in rural areas.
Always good practice.
And maybe learn a few greetings in the local languages. It's a small gesture, but it goes a long way.
Great tips. Okay, so we've covered gear, clothing, safety, cultural etiquette. Any final words of wisdom before we wrap up?
One last thing. Remember to actually be present. Don't get so focused on getting the perfect shot that you forget to experience the beauty around you.
That's so important. It's easy to get caught up in the technical stuff and forget to just enjoy the moment.
Exactly. So put the camera down sometimes, soak in the scenery, connect with the people, and let Namibia work its magic on you.
I love that. Well, I think we've covered just about everything for planning an incredible photography trip to Namibia. And for our listeners who are ready to start planning their adventure, definitely check out where to go in Namibia. They seem like the real deal.
They really do.
So grab your cameras, get your gear ready, and get ready for an unforgettable experience in Namibia. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.